This year is the 35th anniversary of the ADA. Why should we all work to protect it? I'm Sandy Murillo with the Disability Minute. I was a child when the ADA became law in 1990 and don't remember what it was like for people with disabilities before that. Braille signs on elevators and audible announcements on buses and trains have made my life easier. Thanks to the ADA, I went to school with sighted kids, work as a journalist, and am active in my neighborhood and community. The ADA did not fall into our laps. Previous generations of disabled Americans fought long and hard to make these protections a reality, and I am forever grateful. Let's take a few moments to celebrate the ADA's 35th anniversary. All of us, disabled and non-disabled, must work together to ensure the ADA continues fulfilling its promise for many generations to come. Produced by people with disabilities at the Chicago Lighthouse. Sandy Murillo for News Radio 105.9 WBBM.